أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الإمام علي عليه السلام: أول الدين معرفته. Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, in the first khutbah as reported in Nahj al-Balagha, he says the first pillar of religion is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will talk briefly about the knowledge of Allah, knowing Allah, and how it is possible, and how human beings gain the consciousness and awareness about presence of a creator and a presence of a Lord, Rabb, and therefore find themselves obligated to worship and obey the Ilah, the Ma'bud, the same Rabb who is also the one to be obeyed and worshipped. The two paths available to human beings, which are deep in one's mind and soul, the first path is the path of conscience and the simple intellect that we all have, that makes us become aware that we are, first of all, not alone in this world, and also that we have not been around forever. We have been born and we were not here before, and that we feel that we feel the presence of a creator and a Lord who is governing our lives and who is creating everything for us every day, whatever we need. And these are things in our heart, and it's called wijdan, and this is a ma'rifat of Allah, which is a ma'rifat that a person experiences himself. Well, the great thinkers have talked about how it comes about, this sort of knowledge, this conscience, human conscience, how does it become aware, and how does it become acquainted with the Creator and the Lord. But that is for another time. So this is one path. The second path, which is the path of rational reasoning, that there are so many rational arguments that people have, people subscribe to. They are of different levels. People who have no education, even they have a simple reasoning to understand that there is a God, there is a Lord, there is someone they should obey. For instance, they look at the universe around them and see there's so much organization in this universe, there's such harmony, and they say that, well, it couldn't have come about by itself, and it also reflects, it also shows the wisdom of the Creator, the knowledge of the Creator. Then there are other arguments as well. If you look at, for example, the fact that I was not here before, you were not here before, 100 years ago, none of us existed in this world. So how did we come about? Did my mother create me? Did your mother create you? No, she did not create you. She did not construct or build your body. You were growing inside the womb of your mother. You were not being made by your mother. Neither was I, nor anyone else. So who made you? Who created you? From nothing. So everyone asks this question. This is one of the basic questions in life. Where have we come from? Where are we going? And what is the path? How are we supposed to live in this world? And that depends on the understanding of the origin and the end of our lives, what will happen after our death, and how we live our lives is something to do with the guidance we have or we don't have. So what we see is that we must have a creator. We couldn't be a product of unending chain of events, unending chain of causes. It's not possible, because all the causes are just like me, or just like you, and they also need a cause, and those causes also need causes. So if you keep going forever, all that you imagine in your mind are all the same things. They all need a cause. So they couldn't have existed without a cause that doesn't need a cause, actually. So we are left with actually nothing. There should be nothing in existence in this world. Because all the things that you can imagine, they all need a cause. So this whole universe should not have existed. The fact that it exists right now, it shows that there is some hidden cause. There is some cause that is not like the rest of the universe, rest of the planets and space, and not even like the rest of the things like angels and jinns and whatever exists, heaven and hell and above and beyond that. Well, if whatever a person can imagine or can learn, the cause should be different from the effects, from all that you see. This belief in a creator and a Lord, it makes it necessary for all of us to understand and to follow him. Because if there is a God, and if there is a life after death, right, that God, he created me, and I must know what he wants from me. What is he going to ask me about? What is going to happen after this life? Am I created for a purpose? There has to be a purpose. Everything in this universe has a purpose. How can I be the only one in this universe created without a purpose? And I, being the human being the most intelligent, most knowing person in existence, how can it a human being be born without a purpose and he live without? And we are the only ones who have ikhtiyar, and we have a choice to act. And our choices are based on our knowledge. How can we attain perfection without religion? How can we attain religion without knowledge of God? And once we have knowledge of God, that's going to change our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge and our awareness of our responsibilities, so that we, when we pass from this world and we go to the next life, we will not regret for what we have done with our intellect, with how we have reasoned, how we have chosen our path of life, and we would be rewarded in the next life. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.